Well, hello and welcome. Thank you for listening in. This is the Faith Walk Radio Show. My name is Susan F. Rosario, and the show airs every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. I am glad you stopped by to listen in this morning. Today, as I do every Sunday, share a few exciting and powerful scriptures to encourage and inspire you. And the focus of my message today is on how to forgive. Yes, how to lead with love and forgiveness, how to say, I'm sorry, I forgive you, I love you anyway, how to get over things quickly, folks, and move on. And I believe by doing this, you free yourself from negative baggage. Yes, as you carry the weight of all your emotions, your worries in your mind and in your heart, also in your eyes. As a result, the sad and disappointed look on your face, not able to smile much anymore, because when you allow yourself to remain resentful, guess what happens? Well, you get this. You get confusion. You become more and more confused and disappointed each and passing day. And guess what? Who's the author of confusion? If you don't know, I'll tell you. It's in the Bible. Yours truly, the adversary. He keeps you confused, disoriented, with all this emotional baggage that you carry around in life. Why? To keep you confused and away from the truth. And what is the truth? The truth I am talking about today is the God truth, the Bible, the Holy Scriptures. You got it? So, the adversary, folks, remember, whose job is to confuse you from the God truth, to make you feel worthless, so you give up. Yes, you give up on the possibilities that life has to offer you, that one day soon you will accomplish some of the things you set out to accomplish. So keep listening in today, because I hope by the end of the show, those of you listening will be inspired or enlightened to the God facts on how to love and forgive anyway. So in saying that, the title of the message today is Forgiving is Freedom. Forgiving is freedom. For a scripture that comes to my mind right now, I want to turn to Matthew chapter 6, verses 14 and 15. If you don't have your Bibles, just listen along with me, and you can go back and study it for yourself later. But Matthew chapter 6, verse 14 and 15 says this, "For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father in heaven forgive your trespasses." And folks, trespasses means intrude or invade. So if you forgive others for what they have done to you, the other part of the scripture is activated. Because as a result of you forgiving, as a default, you are forgiven for those things that you have done wrong to other people and against the will of God. So as I move on with the show today, know that forgiveness should be at the top of your priority list. You got to first forgive yourself, then begin to work on forgiving other people one by one, take it day by day, and start to release all the hurt, pain, and suffering to God. Release it to God. It's where it belongs. The scripture tells us to cast all our cares on Him, right? And the definition of cast, folks, means to throw something forcefully in a specific direction. So, I'm a visual person, so I'm imagining folks throwing all their baggage at God. Here you go, God. I'm done with the stuff that keeps holding me back. I'm done with the hurting. I'm done with all the regret. I'm done with the depression. So, I am throwing this at you as hard as I can because I want to get it off of me. I want to get it off of my mind. I want to get it out of my heart. I want to get it out of my spirit. So, boom, there you go, God. I'm throwing it at you as hard as I can. You get my visual here? So, let me move on another scripture before I get into the main focus and message points here. Another scripture that comes to my mind that says it all without explanation is Luke chapter 6, verse 37. Talks about not judging, among other things, but the bulk of it says this: judge not, and you shall not be judged. Condemn not, and you shall not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. So, folks, as I move on into the main scriptures and message points here, for those who just tuned into the show, welcome. You are listening to the Faith Walk Radio Show. My name is Susan F. Rosario, and I am here every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Glad you stopped by. This show, again, airs every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. I hope you will come back and join in every week and learn how to grow your faith, how to use those God tools, which I call love, joy, peace, forgiveness, all of the above, to better your life. So, as I move on, for those just tuning in today, I want to talk more about how to let go of the baggage. Let go of the anger, let go of the resentment towards others, own up to your part. You played in the drama, get over it and move on. Yes, move on with a free mind and a loving heart. Make sense? So again, if you have just tuned in, thank you for giving me the time of day to share what the Lord has laid on my heart. Title of the message today is Forgiveness is Key. Scripture of the day comes from the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 13, verses 1 through 13. This is a lot of text to read today. I have taught on these scriptures many times, and I want to talk about it again today. So, without further ado, the scriptures of the day, the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 13. I will read this really quick, beginning at verse 1. It says this: Though I speak with the tongues of men and angels, but have not love, I have become sounding brass or clanging cymbals. And folks, this means although you speak the God language, whether in tongues, meaning your spiritual language, if you understand that, your spiritual language to God, but you don't love, it's just a bunch of noise. So beginning again, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I have become sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I can remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself, is not puffed up. Verse 5, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Verse 8, love never fails, but where there are prophecies, they will fail. Whether there are tongues, they will cease. Whether there is knowledge, it will vanish away. Verse 9, for we know in part and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect has come, then that which is in part will be done away. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know just as I am also known. Verse 13, and now abide faith, hope, love, these three, but the greatest of these is love. Now, I know I just read a lot of text, folks, but let me take you back to a few scriptures really quick I want to talk about before I move on here. Verse 4 sets up all these scriptures for me, and it says this: love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself, and it's not puffed up. Now, the problem here is suffers long, right? Who wants to suffer emotionally or spiritually for a long time, right? Well, love will help you do that. Love helps you forgive continuously, folks. Love helps you look the other way when someone says something demeaning to you. Why? Because words hurt, right? The things people say and do can devastate you, right? But forgiveness sets you free from that hurt. So yes, words hurt. What people say can hurt your feelings, but forgiveness is freedom. Forgiving yourself and other people keeps you in a good standing with God. Why? Because if you don't forgive, then you won't be forgiven. You will never be forgiven for those terrible things you do. And we all know what happens when we are not forgiven, right? We will not make it into heaven. That's one of the requirements. That's why Jesus Christ bled and died on the cross. God sent his son, Jesus Christ, into the world to save the world, not to condemn the world, but so that the world would be saved through Jesus. So by Jesus dying on the cross for the remissions of our sins, we can now be forgiven. But you have to be forgiven in order to make it into heaven. So according to the scripture, Mark 6:14-15, "For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you." Remember I read that earlier? So taking you back, if you don't forgive other people, then you won't be forgiven. So again, Matthew 6:14-15 tells us, "For if you forgive men their trespasses, then your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." And again, as I said at the top of the show, trespasses means intrude or invade. So when you intrude and invade others and pray to God for forgiveness, and you are a forgiving person yourself, then asking God for forgiveness is granted, according to the scripture. However, if you don't forgive others, then your sins will not be forgiven. Make sense? So let me move on and get back to verse 4 here again. If you are just tuning in to the Faith Walk Radio Show, my name is Susan F. Rosario. To give you a recap really quick, the title of the message today is Forgiveness is Freedom. So today I am talking about how forgiving yourself and others can be instrumental in freeing yourself from those spiritual battles that lead to controlling your mind and your everyday decisions. So I have been sharing scriptures from 1 Corinthians 13th chapter. Want to talk about verse 4 again really quick. Again, love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. Is not puffed up. Yes, love suffers long is what the scripture says. So it is fair to say, folks, you know you are not a kind person if you are quick to judge and dismiss people on the spot. That would not be a loving act. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself, is not puffed up. Now, let me stop at the envy part. Love does not envy, right? And this is a big deal when you feel you have been left behind. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself, is not puffed up. So love does not include folks being jealous, bitter, resentful, or greedy. Love is understanding. Love is patience. Love is kind. You understanding where I'm going here? Let me move on to verse 13 really quick before the break. And it says this, "And now abide faith, hope, love, these three, but the greatest of these is love." So we all know that faith is a wonderful thing to have. Hope is even better because you got to start there. And then love is the ultimate. And it says, "And now abide faith, hope, love. But these three," meaning above these three, "the greatest of these is love." Now, and abide means stand, tolerate, and accept. Again, let me read it. "And now abide faith, hope, love, these three, but the greatest of these is love." So folks, here it is. Whether you have the greatest faith of all time and have hope every day of your life, it means absolutely nothing if you don't show love and remain in a loving spirit. Because you can't get to the love part unless you forgive. Folks, I have to break here. When I come back, I will conclude today's message, go over these scriptures again, and give my final thought. Hold tight, and I will be right back.
You're listening to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
Are you ready to grow your business on the internet? Begin today by hiring GFDM Web Design and Marketing to build you a professional and competitive website. GFDM prides itself on branding and marketing your products and services with an outstanding website that will better communicate you and your business. GFDM Web Design and Marketing is one of the industry's best and creative web design and marketing firms that is known for helping businesses grow on multiple levels. GFDM Web Design and Marketing Firm is affordable, creative, and can help any business compete in today's market. Call today for a special discount price or visit the website at gfdmwebdesign.com. gfdmwebdesign.com. And you'll also enter to win a free website for your company. Begin building a household name for you and your business on the internet today with GFDM Web Design and Marketing. Call 844-WEB-POWER. That's 844-WEB-POWER.
Hi there, this is Susan F. Rosario, and I know you are listening in to the show today. Just wanted to take a few minutes to tell you all about the Faith Walk Show. We are here on Sundays, every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. I want to tell you our core message is focusing on teaching on the transformational power of the Holy Ghost, sharing stories of faith, hope, love, joy, peace, forgiveness. Also helping you overcome depression, fear, and anxiety. Yes, using your faith in God as your foundation. I look forward to sharing with you every week. That's right, every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. right here. I will be here waiting for you. I also look forward to hearing from you. Email me. I want to hear all about your Faith Walk inspirational story. So please write and tell me what the Lord is doing in your life, and I would love to share your story right here at the end of every month, the last Sunday of every month, with the world to tell them how the Lord is working in your life. So, to submit your Faith Walk inspirational story, email me directly, Susan at faithwalkradio.com. That's Susan at faithwalkradio.com, and tell me all about it. Now, continue on listening to the show as I conclude today's message.
Now back to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
I am back on the other side of the break here talking about love being at the center of our life. And you get there, folks, by forgiving your way to love. That will keep you free. Yes, free in your mind, in your spirit, in your life, in your everyday thoughts, in your relationships. Keep you free. Also, the title of the message today is Forgiveness is Freedom. Scriptures I have been talking about this morning, 1 Corinthians 13th chapter I read before the break. I want to read them really quick here before I end the show. And it says this, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I have become sounding brass or clanging cymbals. And again, I went over the scripture before the break and where it talks about you can speak the God language, whether in tongues, meaning your spiritual language to God, but if you don't have love, it's just a bunch of annoying sounds. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I have become sounding brass or clanging cymbals. And though I have the gift of prophecy and the understanding of all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I can remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but not have love, it profits me nothing. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself, is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails, but whether there is prophecies, they will fail. Whether there are tongues, they will cease. Whether there is knowledge, it will vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect has come, then that which is in part will be done away. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know just as I am also known. And now abide faith, hope, love, these three, but the greatest of these is love. So you see, folks, you have to become love to resolve the issues in your life. You have to become about speaking love, living love, hearing love in order to soar through some of the issues in your life today. Make sense? Now, this will bring me to my final thought. And my final thought of the day is this. Being angry is not the issue as much as being dependent upon your own worn-out baggage that seems to take you from year to year, from hour by hour, from day to day, ends and years of not truly knowing how to be free, how to let go, and how to forget. So I say to you today, freedom comes from within. Those things you think about and then act on has to be love-inspired, has to be about pleasing God. And when you please God, freedom is the next thing in line to give you a future and a hope. Yes, to give you a future and a hope. Folks, I hope you have enjoyed this show today. I have run out of time. I hope you will listen in next week, same time, every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Feel free to visit my website any time of the day or night at faithwalkradio.com. That's faithwalkradio.com. And while you're on my website, you can listen to all my archive messages, send me a prayer request, and your Faith Walk inspirational story, folks. I need to know what the Lord is doing in your life. I need to hear from you. So as I say goodbye just for today, as always and always when I end this show, I tell you this. Remember, God is love, joy, peace, forgiveness, all-knowing. And if that wasn't enough, He left you with the gift of the Holy Spirit to help you see Him through the eyes of your faith. Until next time, in Godspeed.